The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On the 1st of August. Why am I playing this music, Maury?
Why?
500,000 downloads inward! Yeah? We got 500,000 downloads, Maury? Actually, that's a lie. 500,000 SoundCloud listens. I don't know what the downloads are on iTunes and all that shit. But 500,000... Here, sound excited, for
that's
sure.
That's right. That's good, though.
That's pretty good.
That's really exciting. It's a lot.
Do you like that tune?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
It's Drake.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. Don't act so white. That's Drake as fuck.
That's Drake as fuck.
Do you like it?
I do like it, yeah.
Okay, well, basically, yeah, I don't know. That's why you need like a studio audience or something to be like, yeah. So we've 500,000 listens on SoundCloud, which is globally not amazing. You know, if you had that and you were a musician, you'd be like, whatever. But to have it as on a podcast just on SoundCloud is pretty decent, I think.
It is.
You know? So there you go. Cheers to everyone who's been listening. But also not cheers, because you should be telling more people about it, because it should be a million. So stick your butt up your muff. How about that? Tell everyone.
Not cheers.
Not cheers. Cheers, but not cheers. It's the new sorry, not sorry. I'm going to have to fucking, teach people how to download podcasts. Because a lot of people are like, what's a podcast? Or people who follow me on Snapchat and all are like, where's this thing? They're all like, what's this, mate? What's this what are you doing? Where is it, though?
Do you want those swipey things on Snapchat?
Swipe up?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like a link? Like a link or an actual video of me going, this is how you do it?
No, like a link, because they know you do this.
Dance bags. I'm sitting here in the tractor, don't know how to fuck. Actually, that's a lie. I'm slagging the farmers. They do listen to stuff. You know, when they're out there with a hard on over a fucking roll of grass. Them boys love it.
Roll of grass?
Aye, when they roll the grass up and cover it in a bin bag. What's that called?
We grass sleeping bags.
So 500,000 downloads. I don't know. It's not as exciting now that I said it out loud. We'll play this.
It is quite exciting. The General
Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis. Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah! I've never really listened to that properly. Make your bladder splatter is pretty aggressive, isn't it?
That is quite scary.
Yes. What does that mean? With his dick? Is that they're talking James Brown, obviously. Make your bladder splatter. Shove that big old dick in there and smash up your bladder. No? Would it be just like bursting a water balloon? I know a guy fell off a bike and the brake lever went into through his body and his bladder.
That's horrible.
Today's podcast is brought to you by decaffeinated coffee stolen out of a hotel, then replaced into a takeaway cup.
Because Colin does not like to drink anything in a normal cup. It has to be a takeaway cup.
I like it in a paper cup. I actually think it tastes better.
That's impossible.
Unpossible. Nothing is impossible. when you're adventurous.
What does it taste like, that coffee?
Shit. I mean, probably. No caffeine today, so we'll
is
have...
Is there caffeine in mine?
You yours is real coffee. But mine tastes like something that's coffee flavoured. So like if you had like a piece of cake and it was coffee flavoured, that's what that tastes like.
Well, all you drink is like cappuccinos and lattes, which are all just coffee flavoured milk. So
when the fuck have I ever had a latte?
Sometimes. You only drink cappuccinos though.
I just like them. I like...
It's so milky.
I like the consistency of it.
I like to get... If you're getting a machine coffee, get an Americano and then take it out halfway through before all the water goes in.
You mad bastard.
That's the key. You get a strong one.
What we did right before this podcast was watch Game of Thrones so that we could have we could talk about it this week the same way we did last week. And I fell asleep.
You did?
Literally with my head on your lap like a wee fat dog.
Yeah.
Like a puppy that doesn't know that it's a fully grown dog now. Do you ever,
basically.
You know those puppies? Where you're like, it's like 3 months old, but it's like running on the top of your couch. And you're like, motherfucker, you're 10 stone. Can you get down? But my head's just 10 stone by itself. We've loads of things to talk about that we did last week, Maureen.
Do we?
Before we did the podcast last week, we were like, right, we got to go because we're going...
So we went to Wexford.
Basically a complete repeat. That seems to be our... We've done it twice, but can that be our secret retreat now?
It's not a secret now, if you say it out loud.
Well, you don't need to say the place.
Okay.
Did we both just burp off mic at the same time then?
Because we're professionals, that's why.
Synergy. Chocolate rain! But yeah, we did the same. We went to our little spa retreat.
Yeah.
Which is miles away. And we went to the same vegan restaurant. I'm glad we went midweek this time because there was no queue for that place. There was a bit of a queue, but like the last time we waited fucking 40 minutes for a goddamn salad. But
the last time we went on a Sunday and it was a really hot day. So lots of people were out for lunch. So
speaking of coffees, their flat white was delicious.
Unreal.
Great. We got a fucking lasagna and then we went to our little spa retreat, flopped around in the pool.
How do you describe yourself? Like a polar bear with a bucket?
Yeah, like when someone feeds a polar bear for like a bucket full of fish and then it plays with the bucket.
Yeah, you throw the bucket in there and bang, have we played light?
Yeah, and he's all, haha, and everyone's like, aren't polar bears really cute, even though they're literally the most vicious predators in the world?
Just like you then?
Yeah.
Cute but vicious.
They'd be like, look how cute he is. And they'd be like, yeah, don't leave your packed lunch beside that pool. He'll have that.
That's actually true of just our house. Leave anything out. Like, oh, Colin's at it.
Let's just continue the food chat because we ordered dinner. The last time we were down there, there was like a fancy sort of fine dining dinner included. And, you know, there's all little things of something and foam of whatever and celeriac dust and all that shit. It was lovely, but this time we're just like, let's go down to the old bar there and order food. And we did that thing that we love to do, which is, oh, let's order a bunch of starters, because we ate kind of late in the afternoon. Let's order some starters and we'll just do a little pick and mix for each other. And we had more food than if you had just got two full fucking meals together.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. We got a pizza, which was a Chinese pizza. So it had crispy duck, hoisin sauce and all on it. That was wild salty for me, and
I liked it.
It was nice. It was a bit much, but it was nice. And then we ordered wings, right? And they brought prawns out by accident. And do you know when someone works at a place and you're like, you don't need to work the full bullshit with me? Do you know what I'm saying? My sincere apologies for the lateness of the thing. And I'm like, I know that guy finishes work, smokes a joint in his car, and then goes to his mate's house where they listen to like jungle music on decks. And take fucking coke.
For sure.
Oh yeah, that's that guy. I know that guy. But he's all like, my sincere apologies, da, 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 and that's a great beer. Blah. All that shit.
Yeah, when they try to be too helpful as well, annoys me.
You should have like a at ease type vibe. At ease, mate. You don't need to lick my bangle. But then he brought out the prawns and we were like, oh, we didn't order prawns. They looked amazing. I'd ate the shit out of them. But then he goes, oh, my sincere apologies. He probably walked out with, you fat fucking cunt. You don't need the fucking prawns. Order the chicken wings, you fat bastard. And then I think to make up for it, they brought every chicken wing in Wexford. I don't want to see a single winged chicken out there. take them all off.
It was a bowl. There must have been 50.
There was 50 chicken. And not like Man versus Food American style ones where it's actually more like a drumstick. They were actual dirty chicken wings.
Oh, so nice.
They were nice, but they were, fuck me, there were 50 of them.
So many.
50.
But then we got the wee trick where you twist them and you just take the bone right out. Mm.
Yep, I told you that. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Just yanked it right out. We had a great time up in the morning gym. What were we like? And there was another...
Oh my gosh.
There was me and Maureen being all like, yeah, we go to the gym all the time, even though we look like two tramps, all red-faced and sweaty. And then this other, like, you know, actual fit. Like, that girl walked down and went, dit, 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 on the treadmill and was off to the races.
Yeah, sprinting like straight away.
She was like Paula Radcliffe, like, ding, 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 and just kept it up. And then the other dude came down and he starts running. And I was doing, like, one of those little fucking, like, interval training things on the row machine because, you know, I don't like to stand or whatever. But, and then it just so happened the water machine was like right behind me, and then you came up.
You were just about to leave, so I got, yeah, we went and got water.
And you got a water and you were about to throw it out, and I was like, no, let me use your cup. And I took it off you and took one sip and went to say something and just went, oh my God! And this dude, the guy is like, I'm literally nearly touching arms with the guy on the fucking treadmill beside me. Mr. Fit, that he actually works out and all, he's probably like, look at this asshole, can't even breathe and drink at the same time.
Yeah. Like, they're obviously laughing at us anyway, because we were like, you know, we hardly go to the gym. And then you take one drink of water and just spit it all over me. And then we just leave.
Half a quarter of a workout and then straight into the spa. I fucking nearly died. See that smelly, there's like a smelly steam room that smells like coriander.
Aromatherapy room? I don't think it's called smelly steam room. It was a smelly steam room after you came out of it. Like,
but no, it smells like, it's not a regular steam room. It smells like smells.
That's what people say, like smelly candles. Like, it's not a smelly candle. It's a scented candle.
Yeah, smelly just means it has a smell.
That it sounds bad smell. So. Smelly steam room.
Okay. But I walked in and it fully cut the lungs out of me straight away. I was like,
like, I know, and I hadn't got in yet. Not like you were going, and I was like, this is a nice place, honestly, shut up. She's choking.
Here's how you recreate that, right? Drop, like, you know, like, get a wee essential oil and drop, like, half of the bottle of lavender or whatever into your kettle, and then boil the kettle and just put your mouth sealed tight right and go, that's what it felt like straight away. Jesus Christ, and you're dead. You're fucking dead. So it did. And then went for the breakfast and all, and I fucking absolutely raided the thing. What did we do that day? Did we just go home? Did we end up going out or something that night?
We went to an event that night.
Oh, I forgot! I have a list of stuff to talk about. I forgot about that. Basically, there's a chain opening called Revolution de Cuba, right? And apparently it's all across the UK. Apparently it's great. Does great food and all that shit. And I got this email from some dude. Oh, I want to fucking chat about...
I think it was a lady, actually.
I had one before from another guy. And then she got in touch with me after. But it was like, oh yeah, we're opening this, I'm doing that. Would love to maybe speak to you about doing some videos or whatever. And I was like, eh, whatever. And then the girl got in touch and she was like, right, you know, we're doing this thing. Could you confirm if you want to go? I would never go to that ever, other than Aaron McCann said to me, like, oh, this place is opening, we should go. And I was like, well, funny you should mention that, because I just got invited by these ones here. If you want to go or whatever. And
it was
then,
like a media night thing. So there was an opening and this was like a slightly different night.
Yeah, it was like a preview night or something. So we fucked up the times or whatever. And I said to Aaron, like, I think he was maybe looking to go on the piss. And I was like, we're literally going to go and just go home. So do you want to come from home for that? Or can we just go another time? And he didn't go. It ended up he didn't go. So it was me, you and your sister Lucy.
Yeah, you should sort of ask, like, oh, can I bring some more people? Yeah. And it was very much like this very limited.
They were like very limited spaces and everything. Very limited. So I go, we roll up, the place is full, the whole floor of the place is full of people. And they're like, oh yeah, come on up. And I was like, all right, so what's happening? And they're like, you're here for the event and everything? And I was like, yeah, I suppose. Went on up the stairs. And then there was just like a small group of people, sort of all... I don't know, how would you even describe him? The only one I could recognise was the guy that is the Cool FM DJ. Whatever his name is. And we just stood there for a second, and then this wee guy came over who happened to know, like, Lucy, and he's like, oh, you Neve's? Do you know Neve? And I was like, oh, you were sisters? And then he was just kind of piecing all the things together. And then I was like, what is this? Like, what the fuck is this thing tonight? Meanwhile, the guy that greeted us was like, oh yeah, we'll chat over some ideas. We'll throw some ideas around later and help yourself to some punch. Which, there's more alcohol in my sweat right now than there is in that fucking punch. Or a Coca-Cola. And I was like, right, okay, this is bullshit already. I was like, where's the fucking buffet? There should be a buffet and you can have whatever drinks you want. That's what an opening night is. And, turn that down. And so this wee guy's talking to us. He goes, yeah, I work for the PR company, blah, blah. And I was like, what happens tonight? And he goes, well, this is just the mingling section. He's like, this is where we mingle.
I hate when there's a section to mingle. There shouldn't be sections.
Yeah, they've got a rota where it's like, mingling, 9 to 9.30. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
9.35 if I'm on the push.
9.35, mingling, banter in brackets, okay. So there's this mingling going on, which is basically us three in a tight huddle going, what the fuck is going on here?
We don't know anyone here.
I was like, where's the fucking food at, motherfuckers? And then he's like, so then what we do is we break you up, we mix you up, and a group goes off and they make burritos, and another group goes off and they make some cocktails, cocktail class, and then another group breaks off and they learn like a salsa dance with a salsa teacher, and then there's a little performance at the end and all, right? And I turn around to Lucy and I was like, guess what? I haven't smoked in 5, possibly 6 years, but guess what? I smoke right now, so let's go outside and get the fuck out of here.
So, also, we were starving and we were under the illusion that you could just go and...
Yeah, I thought there'd be... Like, you have to have a buffet. Like we it's thought a food we'd place. Go and then... Get some food on, motherfuckers.
There'd be bits and then we could just go out to a bar or something. You know, it'd be kind of like, oh, drop in this week. Yeah, I thought it was
like
a whole... Hello.
Like an open night and you call in, see what it's like, leave. This was like, no, it's a whole thing organised.
And I thought it would be just the bar was opened and you just went in and you got a drink and looked at the place and being like, oh, it's pretty sweet and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, very casual, but it wasn't very casual.
It was
too
over organized and too like over organized shite that makes you feel all fucking awkward.
Like it'd be more fun downstairs when people are just sitting having drinks listening to the band.
Why do you have to have an icebreaker with cunts you don't know or are not gonna work with or do anything? You know, it's like, oh, what's your name? You know, oh my god. So I just went down outside and I was like, right, I don't know how you feel, but I'm not going back in there. So,
and we were starving.
So. And we were starving, so we went to good old Bootleggers. Shout out to Bootleggers. So there you go. We went to Bootleggers, and I felt, you know, you could easily sort of think that you feel bad, but I really didn't. I was like, nah. I was angry at myself because I was like, normally I would not go near that shit ever, and I went, and it was crap. And then imagine that. Imagine I get split up, and you're like, all right, Warren, I'll see you in a wee minute. What group are you in? Oh, I'm in the fucking salsa class, and I'm sitting there like, ring, ding, skink, ding, ding, ding. Like that wee chihuahua.
I don't know if that's actually how it turned out.
I don't care if they brought out some dirty Latinas with their oiled up asses all dancing. I'd have been like, nah, let's get out of here. I don't need to feel these two dudes' asses.
I think from what I saw on the posters was the fact they offer cocktail making classes with salsa and blah blah blah. So they're trying to give everyone a taster of the things you can do there. Yeah. I think was their plan.
Yeah.
But it was just a little bit too organized. So
right.
It wasn't right. It definitely wasn't your thing whatsoever.
No.
If it was just come in, sure, like this place is opened. It's quite like, you know, it is, I think, really popular in the UK. Like even Lucy said Manchester, they went out all the time, and then Aaron was saying so. We sort of thought, oh, maybe a bit of crack, just go and see what it's like, but...
Yeah, but you can't, like, fucking... You can't do that. You can't be like, come on in, and you're locked in for the full night. Oh, yeah, we're doing classes and blah-de-blah. Nah, mate.
I didn't expect that at all.
Nah, see you later.
But the place looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool building. It was cool when it was everything else it was beforehand, but... Fuck all that. If you want to make videos, send me an email and a number. Plenty of zeros on it.
Zero.
Not point, not 3p. So yeah, that was one nightmare that happened last week. Then the rest of the week passed in pissing rain. And then I went to that Kill Your Darling show on Saturday, which I've told you all about, but I'll tell the listeners, my 500,000 listeners. Kill Your Darlings is a stand-up night, stand-up day, organised by Alan Irwin and Ronan Linsky and Graham Watson. the three pusketeers is what I call him. But it's basically a gig at 3:30 on a Saturday, and you go and you try new material. And I was like, okay, I'll get some new material. And I went there and met up with Woodsy and Dave, and we went to Established, the coffee shop, which, as painfully hipster as it is, the fucking iced latte I got was tremendous. And I was absolutely out of my tits whenever I got the black box.
Oh, latte, you say?
Yeah, iced. You get a warm latte. What are you, fucking queer? So, we were in there talking all sorts of filth to each other, because it was Dave Elliott. You know, it immediately went to just the dogs. So we went to Black Box, and then everyone did their gig. Dave went up, fucking whatever. Woodsy went up. Teresa Livingstone went up. All did very well. And then they brought me on last, and I did not do well, Maureen. There was about 20 people there in the daylight, and I was trying to do some very dirty material, and not a lot of laughs. It will.
I don't know. You say that, but I wasn't there. But from the video, it sounded like there was lots of people laughing.
Yeah, there was loads of laughs, but it was like, I got to the point where I was like, I know I'm not even going to get anything from trying this material, so I'm not going to try the material. And then I just ended up talking to people. Talking shite. This couple stopped outside the window, and I started sort of like commentating on what they were doing outside the window. That was a pretty funny bit. But other than that, it was just like, so painful. Came off sweating like a pig, and then came home. It was Jesus Christ. It's terrible. Never again. Lavery's for life.
I mean, during the day gig is hard anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty hard. Pretty hard. While I have you, right in the middle of the podcast, let me plug Lavery's Comedy Club, which is tomorrow night, the 2nd of August, the Lazy Fringe. This is probably more effective than a plug at the start, Maureen. People are expecting the plug at the start. So tomorrow, Lavery's Comedy Club, the Lazy Fringe, there's a ton of comedians on. There's about 8 comedians on.
So basically, it's we're trying to like mimic slightly the feel of a fringe, where you go see a load of...
Like a showcase?
Yeah, you go see a load of little... short spots. So you get to see loads of people in one show.
Yeah, it's great.
A few people maybe haven't heard of before.
Yep.
Rather than just like one headliner and then like a support or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite, it's always a good, it's always actually a really sort of packed fun night, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would definitely say get in early if you want a seat.
Get a seat, and I'm going to have to get something like a klaxon that just goes, yeah, to get people off stage.
Because we need to be pretty tight with times.
Yeah, those fuckers.
Hey, who's all on then? Run
we're,
through it.
We're on such eggshells about it, but even that Kill Your Darlings thing the other day, they were setting their clock, like, beep, oh, he's got 10 minutes, like, we're going to have to wave him off after 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll have to do something like that.
So, yeah. Yeah, get the Lavery's, it's going to be fucking good crack. By the way, that Saturday where I did that Kill Your Darlings thing, that's the day the Frampton fight was supposed to be on, and it was cancelled, obviously, and then... Belfast, I've never seen Belfast like that in my life. It was like fucking culture night, but on the wrong day, full of Hallians.
Yeah, I mean, like, how many people probably were there, you know, ready to, you know,
go to the fight? Thousands.
Because what time did it get cancelled at? It was quite late, wasn't it?
The day before.
Oh, was it the day before? There still might be, you know, because I think a lot of people...
The night before?
Would have, you know, booked places to stay and stuff, so everyone just went anyway. Yeah. You know, that was the thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, but everyone was just full of...
Because even we knew people that were up to the fight, and then they were like, well, we've got babysitters, so we're going to go to Belfast for the night anyway. We're not going to change our plans now.
And they all just got super chained. Everyone just got, in bed by 12. Great. So what do you think about the old Frampton conspiracy?
Is there a conspiracy?
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be for a title fight, and then Frampton weighed in a pound and a bit over. So the fight was could go ahead, but it wouldn't be a title fight, which... is one of those, like, if you were cynical about it, you'd be like, did he do that deliberately? He still has the fight, still keeps the belt, whatever happens. So then I thought, your other boy was like, well, if you're playing those games, I'm going to fucking pretend like I slipped in the shower and my ankle's sore or something, which is what I thought happened. And then they were like, oh no, he completely had shit, obviously. Like, you could be like, yeah, you could be cynical and be like, oh, maybe he faked something. It's hard to fake a bust open chin.
Yeah, no, that was real.
And your teeth are fucking trashed. However, I do think he may have fainted or something. That's why I honestly think that. Because a lot of those guys drop a lot of weight and a lot of water weight. And, you know, even when it's the next day and you're building the weight back up, you're probably still a bit fucking dodgy. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Got a nice bath. Nice and warm. Stood up too quick. Oops. Smash.
Could have been.
What a shit move, though. Just to eat shit under your teeth.
So I wonder,
imagine breaking your teeth on anything in a bathroom.
Oh, so sore. But I wonder how come Frampton was overweight. You know, you think he'd be pretty well used to getting down to his weight and stuff.
But that's...
For, like, such a small amount.
That's where the speculation comes in.
Yeah, that he did it on purpose.
It meant,
do fighters do that?
It meant that they couldn't fight for a belt anymore.
Why would he not want to do it, though?
Don't know.
Unless he thought he wasn't going to win.
Don't know.
Mm.
Do not know. Too much risk. I don't know. It's all business. Maybe sometimes, like, it is just hard to fucking lose that last wee drop. You know? And then I think they give him 2 hours to do it or something, and I don't think he could do it. But I don't know. You're talking to the guy who couldn't lose weight if it was in fucking solitary confinement, eating cabbage soup. Come out and be like, Colin, you're fatter. And I'm like, I know. I'm a fucking superhero. It's unbelievable. I'm like Wolverine of fat. Sorry, I was just reading a message there. But we did stay out and watch UFC fights that night, which you I don't know whether I regret or what.
It kind of just wrecked your whole weekend because you're so tired.
Jesus Christ.
You stay up that late.
We stayed up. We actually stayed up. We were lying on couches and then all the lights were still on and stuff. And we were like, right, let's just have a wee nap between now and like 2:30.
Yeah.
And about 2:30 or 3:00, I fucking set the alarm. And at that point, I was like, this does not feel great. Trying to get back up again. And then we watched, the fights were good, like, there were great fights.
Yeah, I enjoyed them.
Cyborg beating a cunt out of someone's angry auntie.
The annoying thing is, the biggest fight's the last one,
yeah,
where you're the most tiredest. So at that stage, we thought, right, we'll go to bed and we'll watch the last one in bed. And I mean, like, I could not, you know when you're like sleeping, yeah, and you're like still talking to someone, and you're like, yeah, yeah, I'm watching it. And you're like, like, but like you're total, I'm full dreams within 5 seconds, and you're like, what is it? What's happening?
It's like licking my finger and rubbing on my eye, trying to keep myself awake.
We're both just like hitting each other, like, are you watching this still? They're like, yeah, 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 are you watching it? Yeah, yeah, I'm watching it. And like, I mean, have either of us watched any of this fight yet?
The problem is when you don't watch it at like a good time. I mean, the best way to watch fights is if you're watching like a McGregor fight and everyone's round and everyone's pumped as fuck. At that point, you're like, I'm literally watching like two of the best light heavyweight fighters of all time in an epic battle that they fucking talked about for months and was cancelled before, and they're going to do it again and all. And you're just lying in bed going, finish. And then yeah, smack, quickly. Head kick. And you're like, oh, he's good. He's out cold.
And so were we.
Yeah, but fair play to John. It was a pretty sweet fight, though. It was pretty amazing.
I need to watch it properly again. Well, I did watch it again, but I totally fell asleep. It's interview at the end, well, which I'm kind of glad.
Do you want me to see if I can get it?
Sure.
Because it was actually...
Because he was very emotional, wasn't he?
Well, he was actually quite post... Oh, my God. Post? Interview. He was actually very respectful, John Jones. But there was controversy because Joe Rogan, and of course this isn't going to work now, you turd. There was controversy because Joe Rogan interviewed Cormier, and everyone was a bit like, oh, he shouldn't have done that, saying like 2 seconds ago he just had his fucking head caved in. But here's what I liked about the internet. Everyone was fucking taking that photo of him crying and making jokes about it, and almost all the internet at once came back in this backlash, like, you know, how dare you fucking like slag someone like that, like, mm-hmm, like a champion who was at the top of his game, who there's one guy that he couldn't fucking beat, and he fights him again, gets knocked out after like weeks and weeks of training and away from your family, and you're like, you. I actually saw a funny meme and it said, haha, what was it? Cormier's a bitch. I wouldn't have lost like that. And it looked, the photo was like a wee cartoon of like, that's just this fat fucking mess on his computer with his tits out now. Which is more or less exactly what you're fucking dealing with. Here we go.
I made it back, man. Man. Man, such a beautiful moment. Man, I did a lot of right things to get back in this position. Man, I tell you what, man. Anybody at home let yourself down? You let your family down? You let your peers down, your coworkers down, you let yourself down. It's never over. As long as you never quit, it's never over. I'm back here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
John, with all that you've been through over the last few years, the bitter rivalry between you and Daniel, all the emotions, all the struggle, what does this feel like right now to have that belt back around your waist and hear Bruce Buffer say, and new undisputed light heavyweight champion of the world?
It feels unbelievable, man. It feels unbelievable. It's a surreal moment. Man, thank you guys. Thank you all. Everybody. All the love, all the support. I know it hasn't been easy to root for me, but I've had the most loyal fans ever. I love you all. Thank you so much. Even the haters, all the negativity, all the discouraging things that were said, I love you guys too, because you guys motivated me and pushed me to just keep fighting and to prove you all wrong. So I love you all. Well, I just want to thank my coaching staff, Greg Jackson, Mike Winklejohn, Brandon Gibson, AJ Styles, Tusa, Mike Benefield, coach.
I'm trying to get to the bit where he says nice things.
Julie.
Hold on.
It's over, John.
It's over.
You came back.
It is over. Yeah, you know what, Joe? I want to take this time to thank Daniel Cormier for being my biggest rival and motivator. Daniel Cormier, guys, he has absolutely no reason to hang his head. He has been a model champion, a model husband, a model father, a teammate, leader, and I aspire to be a lot more like that man, because he's an amazing human being. Unfortunately, we are opponents, but outside of that, he is a true champion for the rest of his life.
Congratulations, Sean.
There we go. Isn't that lovely?
That was nice.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, it's crazy how good he is because of how good Daniel Cormier
really?
Is. If you know what I mean?
The rivalry.
Like, if you watch, like, Daniel Cormier's last bunch of fights, he beats the absolute fuck out of everyone. Like, you know, like, world-class wrestlers. He's, like, throwing them through the air like a fucking bag of laundry. And, you know, people like Anthony Johnson, where they're knocking out everyone. He just wears them down, chokes them, like, He's class, like, he's fucking, like, one of the best ever, and then you just can't beat him, just because there's a lot of things going on, like, he's, like, psychologically, he's insane, but then he's like a praying mantis that's fucking 6'4", you just can't get at him, and it's just like, baseball bats hitting you all over the fucking place, and that kick just, it wasn't good. I think they let it go a little bit too far, to be honest.
Think so?
He had about 4 punches, he probably didn't have to, but it's hard to know if someone's out cold when their face is on the floor.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Do you want to hear DC's one?
Nah, yeah.
We don't have to hear it. It's too sad. It's too sad for someone who's got 500,000 listens. But here, let me just mention one thing and then we'll hit some questions. My favourite picture of the week, which I don't know if I can Google it here for you. Did you see it? It was the transgender person. And it looked, it was obviously a girl. It's not just men who get periods. It was basically, obviously used to be a girl, is now a fella, and is like sitting on a bench with a big crotch full of blood, just going like, hey, it's not just girls that get periods, because it looks like a fella.
But it is just girls.
Yeah, it is though, because, yeah. Was the line in your balls fall out? Oh, it makes me so fucking angry.
I don't really get why, what the point of putting a photo like that up is.
Yes, man, do you have periods? I'm trying to get that photo. I can't get it anyway.
I actually have seen it.
But, like, how fuck it? Like, at what point do you just go, hey, bro, you mental or what? You fucking mental? What are you trying to say? Oh, I do what I want and I don't know why in this day and age complete lunacy has to be like accepted. I have to be accepted. No, you don't. You fucking maniac. Do you not think that's the way it's going? Where it's like you just make up a fucking thing and it's crazy and you're like, you're fucking being disrespectful to my whatever. And you're like, nah, mate, maybe don't shit blood through your fucking chinos onto my couch. Looking like a fella just because you want to make a fucking point about, like, gender fluidity or whatever. You're fluiditing all over the fucking couch yeah, here, bro.
Fluid coming out of you.
And I yeah. bet you every fucking girl who gets periods in the world is like, oh, you fucking...
It did. It
bag of dick.
It annoyed me, that photo, actually. And I don't really get annoyed by anything, but I just thought...
Look at this fucking asshole. You can't looking say like that. LaRue or whatever. By the way, that's not a real period, is it? But it's like... But, you know, like...
There's so much wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, at what point is it
it's
just...
It's actually quite disrespectful.
Of course it is. That every time something like that happens, I always think, like, if I was an actual woman, I'd be fucking raging. Same as the Caitlyn Jenner thing. Like, that woman of the year. I'd be sitting there going, like, you're enjoying the fucking upper echelon privileges of being a rich, white female. You don't get all the other shit that everyone else gets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I can just swan in here, fucking straight into the Premier League. Loaded. Get my tits done. Sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get all the cool shit. You don't get all the fucking...
Well, yeah, you can't also be like this and sort of say, oh, I'm a man. I'm going to enjoy everything about being a man because I, you know, resonate with being a man. But I'm still going to have periods and I'm going to complain about them and be like, look at me because I get periods as well. No, you can't. That's... You can't do that. It is actually quite offensive as a woman to be, you know, to look at that and it's like... Guys get periods too. Like, well, why no, you don't.
Why can't you turn around to someone like that and they're like,
a woman gets a period.
Like, I'm a man and I get my period. Why can't you just be like, you need to speak to a doctor because like, you're fucking mental. But you couldn't say that because people would be like, well, you're insensitive to this group of people. What group of people? Mental cunts. You're being insensitive to a mental. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And like forms, tick your gender, male, female. Mental cunt.
Mental cunt. I'm serious. I'm fucking serious. Like, if the person... Oh, my God. It drives me fucking insane. Like, you know, I have the right to free bleed and all this shit. Yeah, go into your fucking office job and sit on a seat for fucking a week, shiting blood all over it, and then, you know, maybe if you can be arse, clean it, and then next month come in and do it over and over. At what point... Like, it's gross. It's like anything else. Why have you to let it all shit through your trousers?
I don't get just the to make whole a point. Free bleeding kind of thing either.
Also, don't wear white chinos, you fucking knobhead.
Well, no, they're doing that on purpose.
You Tilda Swinton looking fucking wee cunt.
But it's very much like, you know, don't be embarrassed about your period and you shouldn't have to hide it. And you're like, no one's hiding it. No one's embarrassed. Like, I'm not embarrassed. I don't hide it. I'll tell every single person I meet if I have to. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I want to be, you know... unclean and sort of messy about it. Like, you don't, you know.
Yeah, you don't need,
have
yeah,
to do that either.
There is a practicality of
you'd be practical
of like a hygiene
it.
Thing where it's like
I'm
not gonna just let it I'm not gonna go round my friend's house in a fucking, you know, in a pair of hot pants with no products on. And by the way, mate, enjoy buying fucking you've a new monthly expense now, congrats. Chinos and fanny pads, although it looks like you're only using one of those things. What a fuck. But why? I don't know why. What, you know, it used to, like, a couple of years ago, if someone had done that, you'd be like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened to this cunt? He thinks he's a woman and he's, like, bleeding out his balls or something.
I know.
Right? And now it's like, it's very brave of you to bleed out your balls. Congratulations, we're having a fucking, like, a support group in the black box where we all play our ukuleles. Bleeding from my cunt! My cunt is balls! Ring, ding, 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 ding. Let's all fucking braid our armpit hairs. I hate all those colors. I swear to God. I have no time for them.
To me...
It drives me mental. That's toxic masculinity. Your fucking pits are toxic. You fucking wash instead of wiping a lemon under your pits. This is hygiene, isn't it? I don't want to contribute to global warming by using soap. Oh my God! Why didn't you contribute to the environment by letting fucking crows peck your eyes out in a field, you fucking useless... My cat eats vegetables. Really? It'll be dead in a fucking week. How about that? They drive me mental. And everyone else has to be like, oh, you can't use this language. You have to be fucking blah, blah. It's a safe zone and all. And you're like, make your own safe zone in a fucking cave somewhere and don't speak to anyone.
It all boils down to
drive
attention.
Me fucking mental. What?
It is. It's
of course
all
it is. Of course it's attention.
And whether people argue with that or not, you know, if you really break it all down, yeah, it's all a form
It's a way to make yourself feel special.
Yeah, it's a way of feeling important. And essentially, humans are really simple. And all anyone really wants is to feel important.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Whether it's, you know, from the opposite sex or in your work or in your family. And all anyone wants is to feel important.
Of course.
And if you have a fucked up life.
And it makes you
and
feel.
And you feel like you're in the wrong gender. How do you make that
it makes
more...
You feel, but
how do you make
it's not
feel
just the gender thing. It goes across everything.
No, but I just mean the reason then...
Social justice retards.
Yes, but it's an attention. You know, it brings attention to you, which makes you feel important because now you have a voice and you've got an opinion and you've got something to say. So realistically, it really does boil down to that. And otherwise, you would keep it to yourself and you would... whatever, change your gender, change your
like a person who complained
whatever
about,
you want to do
complained
but...
about Dave doing a joke at Queen's one time, and then she also wrote up a joke that apparently Tom Stade did, and then another thing, which by the way it was a, it's like I can't believe Queen's are hiring a comedian who makes rape jokes. He was talking about fucking two hamsters or something that he bought his kids, where one of them was raping the other one, and they were both fellas, they're both male. Like, there's humour in that.
Mm-hmm.
And she just heard the word rape. I was like, ding, 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 ding. I can't believe you're hiring him. I bet you if you played the joke back, the fucking roof near come off the place when he did the joke. Now, here's what happens. You sit in the dark waiting to just pounce on things like that. Aaron did a joke at Queen's and he acknowledged that. He's like, stick that in your fucking student vlog or whatever. Blog. Nothing was said about it. Because then it was like, well, now that you've fucking laid it out in the open, I'm not gonna take that bait, am I? I'm not gonna rise to that shit.
But the attention's already been put on that person.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying things because it gives them attention.
Jesus Christ. Here's what it's all about, Maureen. The privileges of a penis.
What? The who now?
My favourite poem of all time.
I was born rich. Not with a silver spoon, but with something just
why
as
is there always a guy on a guitar?
The worst.
A penis.
With a B?
I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was born with a pink duck in my mouth.
I grew up, it grew too. Oh. Just like my belief in the rituals, institutions, and practices of the holy status quo. Amen. Over time, I learned to reason and think, and enriched by the currency of normative gender, I bought into the binary of blue versus pink.
In school, I recall.
Why like all these cunts are in the same room and it's all the privileges of a penis. The brown girl talks about dicks over sucking asshole for licking. You remember her? And he's worse.
He's worse
than someone walking in being like, "Where are the hoes at? Got a fucking stiff dick and a half bottle of fucking Glens here." He's looking at like.
Yeah, he's doing this so that girls will give him attention.
She's not like, oh my god, you're so sensitive. And he's like, do you know what else is sensitive? My purple glands. Which is science words for your bell end.
Being called misogynist once and responding with whore. A word that presently I thoroughly deplored, but whore.
A word that boy, you absolute fucking. Responding
with whore. A word that presently I thoroughly deplore, but back then... I have only myself to blame.
That's just how people from Arbo say her.
In college, this took a similar shape when I chuckled at banter from voyeurism to rape.
I chuckled at banter from voyeurism to rape. He is definitely... That's beyond friend zoning. Like, when you go to one of those things, I totally understand where you're coming from. It must be very hard to... Well, if you're going to be a girl anywhere, India is probably a nightmare. But he's definitely backdooring it there. Like, don't worry, I'll take you home and we can read some poetry and next minute you're... Very sleepy, because I'm very sneaky.
it's only a joke, but it's a great deal easier when the joker is a bloke.
Are they clicking their fingers?
Yep. Oh, sorry, I screamed down everyone's ears.
I'll also never forget conversations I've had, mostly all with lads, referring to women as items and maal. Some were butter chicken, some were plain dal. The lingo of consumption on our collective tongues.
You're comparing women to food now, you fucking piece of shit Indian bastard.
Who are your friends?
Kitni baar dekha hai ladkiyon ko taad ke, dil bhar ke aankhe faad ke. There are no ifs and bling. Not once, never did years have spent normal.
The privilege of a penis. Buy all the drinks.
buy all the drinks. Maybe some crazy bastards say that you rape them and you get kicked out of club for no reason. The privilege of a penis. Bit called a faggot when you don't... Here we go. A brown girl's guide to beauty. I love this girl. Dicks are for sucking, asshole for shitting.
Why is it called brown girls? Does anyone want to just call her... Just call
talk about pinning yourself in the corner. Aranya Johar. You fucking Johar.
Was ugly. My chest was too small for a girl who just hit puberty, and my skinny waist and unhealthy thigh gap was the only thing I wore confidently around. I had a voice and opinion, but they muted my sound, probably because I was told boys only like girls who were fair and lovely. My cousin brother was starving himself because skinny abs were easier to obtain than a healthy diet. He read about actors doing juice diets and decided he wanted to try it. All because there wasn't a single GQ or man's world that didn't have abs embossed. We forget that beauty for men also comes with a cost. And it asks for a penny for your thoughts, but I heard being healthy is wealthy, and it's both we've lost.
Here's the irony, Aranya. If you'd fuck up for 2 minutes, you'd get plenty of dick. So there you go. It is very unfair to me because I don't have a booze in my asshole. I'm in my thigh gap. Do I have a thigh gap? Do I have a thigh... Who wants a thigh gap?
You're not into thigh gaps at all.
I don't want any gaps. I want it all fucking smooshed up together.
Colin loves a good big like muffin top and like a big fat leg. And like you love all that. All the things a girl thinks are too fat, you love. And you always say, why would you not? You're always like, why would a man not love that? Why would you not love big, like, spilling over jeans? So there you go, Colin, you're the ultimate...
But I mean, like, you know, yeah. I mean shapely, but not, like, you don't need to be, like...
Yeah, but toned. I mean, yes, I don't mean just someone who's obese, like...
Like, how skinny have you to be before you have a thigh gap?
Unless you naturally have one, but, like, I don't have a thigh gap, like...
What do you want a thigh gap? I don't get it.
Apparently it just looks really good because you look skinny, because, like, you stand and your thighs don't touch... So you've got a big gap. Literally, you just got a big, like, space where you're, you know, you're downstairs.
Say it, Maureen. Say it. You're cunt.
I love the strong fragrant tea. Auntie sips while nonchalantly remarking, Bipasha would be prettier if she was fair. The color of our skin dictates our beauty, and that's not the only thing that's unfair when we brown girls revolt against our own deflections.
I don't know. She's such a knob. Brown girls and... I like the other guy. He's like, check out the fucking butter chicken on this one. Oh my goodness.
Who's ever said that?
Suck my chapatis. What has she got? Couple of naan breads? Nah, a couple of bhajis. Don't know front mate.
I'd love an Indian right now too.
Oh, let's get one, Colin.
Oh, let's get one,
The last time I had an Indian, my throat was sore for 4 days, but sure, we'll forget about that. Brown girls guide to beauty. What do you want? Smoke? Yeah, it don't matter. Already brown as shit. I don't know.
I was taught they want the curvy chick, but not the cellulite. They want the...
Let's just get over it.
Here, Aranya. You're wrong there.
Right. They want the big butt, but not the thick thighs.
I'll take both.
They want the dog small, but the waist smaller. They want...
Whatever.
They want the heart big, but the chest bigger.
Yep.
And often women of gender reiterate these thoughts, but you see, it's internalized. It's what we've been taught. So I asked my ma, instead of looking for...
I asked my ma, like, what sort of fucking tits the boys like? And all then she's like, here, tits is like pizza. If it's fucking free, I'll eat it.
Tits is like pizza.
Like, I mean, if you were really to get down to it, be like, what's... See when people are like, what's your type? You'd be like... Like, literally, like, a buffet of what... You know what I mean? You could be like, what do you fancy today? Don't know.
But that's... We all know you're a greedy pig. We've said this already.
Big fat girl? Big fat tits? Maybe? Yeah, well, why not? What next day? I don't know. Skinny ginger girl? I don't know. Depends. Whatever.
Do you just take whatever? Anyone who'll talk to you, really?
It's one... I want all of it available right now. Do you know? Like a vending machine. B2. Clink. Brown girl tie gap. Couple of chapatis. It's got out of hand, hasn't it? Let's hit some... That stressed me out so bad. By the way, I think what we've learned from this is, see if you expect to be treated normal when you're clearly a mental cunt with your funny fucking demands.
sorry, can you not mention the word such and such, because I'm actually a fluid gender fucking foxkin over here who is bleeding out of my fucking balls. What?
I think people, everyone like our generation, maybe who've, you know, just had kids or maybe having kids within the next 5 to 10 years, everyone's just like make a thing to be like, right, raise your kids to be strong and confident and not look, feel like they're better than anyone or worse than anyone. There you go. Treat everyone like respectfully, whatever they decide, but don't be such an asshole that you feel like you're more important. Here's what I would teach
people. I'd be like, you will meet very, very nice people in the strangest places that you didn't think you were going to get on with, and you will meet people who should be nice and they're fucking wankers. So just take people at face value.
My philosophy if I have children will be one thing only, and it is just don't be a dick.
No that blacks.
Obviously, no.
It'll be one thing. No Orientals.
Don't be a dick. That's it. Like, just, that's it. There's a very simple rule of life. Just stop being a dick.
God. Don't be dicks. Yeah?
Do you know what I mean? Just like, don't be a dick. I honestly think
I'm one of the most, like, what's like liberal people that I know.
That's because you don't care about anything.
Like, I literally don't care at all about you.
You don't talk you know what I mean? You don't talk behind people's back. You don't care what someone looks like, where they're from.
I'll definitely slag you if you look stupid. Exactly. But I know I look stupid too.
But you slag everyone equally. But you don't not slag someone because they're different.
No, you're not going to get left out.
No, you don't get left out by feelings. No. And you don't get treated any differently because you're maybe somebody thinks you're someone, or if you're famous, or if you have a thing. Colin does not care for those things. You don't get starstruck. You don't get anything. You don't care. You do not care. Money doesn't drive anything you do either. You don't care about money or possessions. You throw things out. You don't. You just don't get involved in anything like that.
Speaking of famous people,
you do offend probably a lot of people.
Yeah, but being offended is like being hungry. I don't know how you feel.
But that's what I mean. That's
sort it out yourself. You
people
fucking
can take
loser.
Offense by things you say.
Cara, or sorry, speaking of famous people, Philly Taggart, Radio 1 DJ, was at the gig there on Saturday. He's on the vlog. There's going to be an accompanying vlog to that shit gig I did. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It's a great gig, great people, but I just did terribly. Questions, let's hit them. Ben Bond, Cara Delevingne wanted to be James Bond. Oh my God. There's actually scientific proof that swearing makes you stronger. Might need to research that. What? There are two different questions, obviously. What would you think of Cara Delevingne? Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Cara Delevingne? Delevingne?
Yeah.
So, what would you say to her being Bond?
Don't know.
Again, this is the world gone mad.
Yeah, like it doesn't...
It's James fucking Bond. What's she going to be called? Jenny Bond? It's a fucking dude. It's like... Here's Wonder Woman starring Idris Elba. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't fucking work. It's fucking James Bond every fucking time.
Here's Spider-Man. It's a woman.
If you want to fucking start a, you know, if you want to do like a James Bond female equivalent, start a new franchise of movies.
Yeah.
And they could have done that ages ago probably, but it's like, I mean, here's the fucking, I mean, you wander into craziness where it's like, do you know what they should, why don't they take like, we watched that UFC there at the weekend. You see, like, Chris Cyborg, and you're like, she gets slagged for being a man, but in reality, you're going, like, what a crazy physique and ability for, like, a female to have. That probably sounds sexist, but you know what I mean? Like, people would slag her going, oh, she's too manly and her fucking head's big. But, like, there isn't a better design for a female to be a fucking professional scrapper.
Yeah, she's a proper fighter.
She's a full specimen of an athlete. Like,
yeah, because it's hard for women to get that like muscular and strong. She's naturally
and she's not
quite like
she
that.
Is like the other girl she was fighting. You could see, you know, like widens at the hips and narrower shoulders. And all. She literally looks like fucking Wanderlei Silva. Like wide shoulders, small waist, big giant fucking head like a pit bull.
Yeah,
she's the perfect, scary, like she'd be so scary
if you're fighting her. But what?
But then you get. But no one's saying is you get films like fuck, you know, Avengers or whatever, and Scarlett Johansson's like hip tossing fellas and punching them out and all, and you're like, you'd break your hand immediately. You wouldn't get him off the floor, and then you'd get gang banged by 8 dudes.
Okay, well, I feel like that's fun.
But they should, of course. But what they should do is like have someone, like you know, like a cross, like Gina Carano, when she was in Deadpool, she'd knock your fuck in for real. And she's hot. Why didn't she be James Bond? Cara Delevingne with her fucking stupid haircut.
So you're saying it would be okay if she the woman who was playing James Bond was more like someone who could be a professional.
Believable.
Yeah, believable. It's just like, so it's not like the woman bit's hard. It's just that it would be unbelievable for someone
for her,
like,
for her specifically.
Yeah,
it
someone
would be
who's just tall and skinny, basically.
Yeah.
To be a James Bond type character.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Have you ever seen Gina Carano?
No.
I would argue maybe the hottest. I don't know, but Misha, I fancy Misha Tate for a bit. Yeah, she is hot.
At least that's a woman you fancy, that's good.
What?
You usually say that about men that you like, so.
No. I don't want to tell you all the girls I fancy more.
Who? Name me.
Tons of them.
Three.
I don't know, I can't think.
You can't think of any?
Just hit me with some flashcards.
Name me three men that you fancy, and you can tell me straight away.
No, not really. I don't fancy any men, that's only a joke.
I'm joking too. I'm always joking, you do fancy.
What about the wee hottie followed me on Instagram that I kept showing everybody? Just some Irish dude. He liked the photo of you in it, though. But I got worried for a second, because I was like, why do you like this one? Well, I know why, it's full of tits out, but...
I look really bad in that photo, though.
Nah, I look right.
But tired.
But then I clicked into his and I was like, no, he's definitely gay. Definitely gay.
I think so.
Yeah,
he's holding
a box, says something about gayness on it. Right, I can't find... That's not going to load. Hopefully it will. Next question. Where's your favourite dogging location? It's hard to know. If you were going to go dogging, which is bucking in a car, where would you go, Maureen?
I wouldn't go anywhere. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, we'll need to go car shopping when we get back from Vietnam.
Just for dogging?
Yeah, but you know...
No.
That's why
you barely fit in a car to drive a car, so... Yeah. I don't know how the physics of that would ever work, so no thanks. No thank you.
You definitely have to do the old, like... You know, someone's just full doggy in the back seat and you're standing up outside with a coffee on the roof. Any plans to go back to the Fringe? Unless at some stage all my ducks were in a row and I could make money while I was away and everything was taken care of and I was guaranteed to sell out every night. So not many demands really at all.
Yeah, pretty simple demands.
Gina Carano.
But that's the thing, because like you run libraries and like... There's so many other things you have to make. Like, your job is producing...
Yeah, I would
stuff,
literally be losing a lot of money.
And also the Fringe, on top of that, costs
£10,000. You go over there to fucking lose money, like. Let me see if I can get a good picture of her here. Oh, beeps with a phone. Jesus Christ, the name.
So who's this?
Gina Carano.
Who is what?
She fought before UFC had women. She fought in, like, Strikeforce. But I think...
I know she's good looking. She was in a thing. She's in...
Deadpool.
In Deadpool?
Yeah.
Who was she in Deadpool? Hold on.
Well, they have the big fight in the fucking scrapyard.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She's trying to find a picture. I don't know. Maybe I think I fancy Misha Tate more.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
All right. Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
Stuff your butts up your muff all day.
Sure.
So where would you go fingering or bucking? Look at that question. Question mark. Where would you go dogging for real? Somewhere near the sea, probably. I don't know. Somewhere with a nice breeze coming through the window. If the whole comedy thing went to shit, would you consider becoming a pro chef? There's Frank. Frankie! You're going to have to go let him in.
Okay.
We'll pause, will we?
Yeah.
1 second. All right, so we're back. The weirdest thing ever happened there. Dutch Frank came over and then... somehow we got drinking coffee and somehow we found a box of change under the thing and then we end up counting money like we're in some sort of crack house for fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's oddly satisfying counting change though.
It is.
Turns out there's loads of money there.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. What's your top three favourite videos that you've produced and why?
Oh.
My favourite of all time is the hotel workout that we made.
Most recent one really, actually. That is... was funny.
I think that's one of the funniest ones I've made. Really, I really like it.
And I got absolutely soaked when you threw that kettle.
Yeah, that's true. I can't really think of... I would need to see them all in front of me, but I can't really fucking remember, to be honest. The ISIS Daily Blend one, maybe?
I liked the Daily Blend you did... Oh, your phone. About the shit internet banter.
Yeah.
I love that one. I thought it was
guide,
really funny.
Guide.
Colin.
Where's your phone?
It's out there.
Guide to Fighting Terrorism. I like that one. So there you go. What are your thoughts on Peep Show? No, it's not bad, but I never really got into it.
It is quite funny, but like I haven't watched that much of it.
Do you like Monster Energy drinks? Strange question.
I don't like any energy
drinks. Me neither. Coffee's better than all of them.
Yeah, just drink coffee.
What's your top three favorite videos that you produce? Oh my god, same question. If the Comedy Squad boys were all animals, what would they be? Great question! Mickey Bartlett would be, you know, one of those dog rescue videos where they find it and they're like, it was covered in sores, but strangely overweight and emaciated. That would be it. Or else he would be like a seal on a rock that's just been in the sun too long and they need to find some water. Who else is in it? Rory Woods would be like...
Meerkat.
Meerkat, sort of. Only not as agile. No, he would be... What would he be? Something that's like...
A penguin?
Yeah. One of the tall penguins. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a few obvious ones. I mean, Dave Elliott would probably be like a fucking... Just what's super chunky? Like a gorilla? I would say... I don't know.
You're a gorilla.
I'm more of a gorilla. He's like something bigger than...
Because you're like an agile big...
He's like thing. A bison or something. Or yeah. A buffalo. Whatever. Buffalo. Whatever is the bigger one. Kieran Bartlett. Well. Walrus, maybe? The walrus of banter? Ara McCann. What would he be? Ara McCann is... a juvenile Rottweiler, where he's like a big chunky animal, but he's fucking stupid as fuck, puppy. That's what he's like, isn't he?
Aaron's just a big, large, he's just a big Newfoundland dog.
Yeah, who's scared of the dark and retarded. I went to the physio the other week, and he beat the shit out of my back, and the bit that was sore feels good, and now, do you know the natural little bump in your neck when you go up your spine, when it changes from your back to your neck?
Mm-hmm.
If I put my hand on that, and move my chin backwards, it clicks. It's like...
You went backwards?
It goes clunk. Terrible. I'm in terrible physical condition. When we come back from Vietnam, I'm going to just get everything. I'm going to get the personal trainer. I'm going to get the fucking physio once
really?
A week. I'm going to get...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, fucking am. You goddamn bitch, right? Jesus Christ, you're the worst sometimes. And by all sometimes, I mean all the times. Loving the podcast from the lifeguards at Fintra.
Oh, look.
Couple of...
yellow jumpers on.
Couple of fitties. Any chance of a gig in Bundoran? You'll have at least two there. Two dicks. Free Gaza. I would do a gig in Bundoran, no bother. In fact, I did at a stag do one time. It was a fucking nightmare. Biggest celebrity crush.
Oh.
Who's yours? Chris Pratt. We know that straight off the bat.
Yeah, probably Chris Pratt.
I don't know. I'd bang anyone more. I'd probably bang Chris Pratt. I feel like his wife's doing well for herself.
Yeah, I feel like she's punching.
I think like the girl that's in the Baywatch film, she's very, very hot.
That's a good one.
Daddario. She is hot as fuck. She's like weird. She's like strangely hot. You know what I mean? Do you know who's super hot? Not really my cup of tea usually, but very pretty. Do you know the thing Letterkenny?
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl in that. Who okay. they're all like country bumpkins, but like she's obviously a fucking like supermodel in real life or something.
Oh really? I haven't seen that.
I'll show you.
That.
She's a bit skinny for my cup of tea.
Okay.
But it's still dipper in the no. So let me see Letterkenny cast. This is one of these things where I'm gonna bring it up and you're probably gonna go, are you serious? Anyway, let's move. Have you any other celebrity crushes?
I don't know, actually.
What grade are you in BJJ? You don't really get grades, you just have fucking belts. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I'm technically a white belt, but I think that might have a lot to do with I haven't been around when they've been dishing out blue belts.
Because
there are a lot of people I started with or started after me are blue belts. I'm were there when John Kavanagh was there.
Yeah,
but I've been doing
jiu-jitsu
for about 4 years and been snapping their arms off for a long time, so I don't know, you tell me. I just haven't got a belt yet. Nor I don't really give a shit, to be honest.
Yeah, you're not exactly trying to be like, I need to be a whatever
belt.
I would
move club if that was the case. Because it's a tough club to get belts in, like. Because you have to wait till John Kavanagh gets up. And do you know what? He's busy.
He's very busy.
Being a McGregor's coach, like.
But that's the thing though, isn't it? Because you could just... Well, anyone, I mean, not just you. Like, you know, you could be a white belt for years and then someone comes along and you could be given a flipping, purple belt because you've been doing it. You know, just you mightn't have got a belt yet.
Put it this way, John Jones got his blue belt there before that fight.
No way.
You know, and that guy chokes fucking black belts out for the crack. So, I don't know, we're going to do a lot of fucking work here just to find a picture of this girl. Right. One of your funniest videos, the worst accent ever. Yeah. Probably. But again, I've told that story a million times. It was spur of the moment kind of thing. Anyway, podcast question. Where's Bestie McDee? He needs to come back. Basically, I couldn't be arsed editing because it was a fucking nightmare. And monthly reviews weren't really cutting it anymore. So.
But like, what else? You know, I think people do love the Bestie McDee character, don't they?
Yeah.
They miss it.
So I need to find a place for it.
Yeah, you just need to find a new outlet for him.
I might even sort of reinvent him a wee bit, change the look, change the fucking thing. You know, make him a modern hipster.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you think you could beat Chris Cyborg in a fight?
No.
You talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
No, of course you couldn't.
No way.
Should you kick your fucking? I mean, people just don't realise, you know, like if she kicked you in the leg once, you would not feel great.
Oh, you'd cry instantly.
John Jones or Brock Lesnar? I'd say John Jones beats him still. He's just too good.
Is that a fight that's going to happen?
I think it could. It's a super fight. That's what UFC is now. Just fucking... just super fights. That's all that makes money now. Because McGregor is up the fucking stakes so much that nobody gives a shit about regular sport anymore. They're like...
It needs to be a spectacle now, isn't it?
Exactly. Or I call... you know that Bonneville song, 10,000? And it says, Richie McGee's No Man's Fool. That's my da. On that point, would you ever do a comedy night followed by a Bonneville's gig? Yeah, we actually chatted to them about that, and then it sort of fell through. But they could, I mean, that could happen at any fucking night at Lavery's if it just went, let's do a gig together.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just giving them play Ulster Hall as the house band?
Mm-hmm. Secrets?
Yeah. Beats. Hold on 1 second. Bonneville's 10,000. Ding-a-ding-a-ding. Best comedy specials on Netflix. We watched Three Mics by Neil Brennan last night.
It was funny.
Great.
That was really good, actually.
Great stuff.
I like it because it was a bit different, you know.
Yeah.
Because he did the Three Mics thing.
You should talk about the AIs made their own language, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so there was a couple of these AI things, like artificial intelligent robot face type things. And they were like having an argument with each other, but in a made up language.
Oh, that's scary.
It's freaky as fuck. I'm not going to show it here because hard to be a man. What is it with these Indians doing these goddamn fucked up poems? Or does gender and equality and fucking... Peter Nish, what item of clothing that no one wears would you bring back? Bum bag?
I think people do wear bum bags.
Yeah, they do, don't they? What the people used to wear, they don't know. There's something... I saw an ad the other day for spliffy jackets.
What's that?
It was a make called Spliffy, and it was like a wee cartoon of a guy smoking. But because all that shit's coming around again now, they've just went, oh, do you know what,
wankers? Do you remember whenever girls would have wore like trousers with a skirt on top?
Yeah, nightmare.
Bring that back.
Nightmare.
It was very popular when I was about 12.
But what sort of trousers? Like proper jeans with a skirt over it?
No, it was more like trousers. Not jeans. Like trousers that had a skirt kind of that went with it.
What would I type in to find pictures of that?
What? I have no idea. I don't know if it's even a proper thing. 90s
trousers. Like a dress sort of trousers.
Yeah, kind of.
With skirt. There you go.
Yeah.
Brings it up. Fuck off. That's, I mean.
Yeah, trousers.
Unless it's, skirt. See this sort of thing where it's like the material's the same and they've made it a bit more of a fashion. Like, that's not that crazy. It looks like shit,
it's just
but
unnecessary, isn't it?
Yeah. What about this? That's more of a yoga type thing?
Yeah, like, that's...
That kind of makes more sense.
But see, that just looks like you're wearing leggings and a skirt, which I do quite a lot, so...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there you go. What else? Those really big, like, bell bottoms?
No, they're the worst of all time. Them and curtains can never come back ever.
No. It's impractical. Platforms?
Skirt and trousers. That is dirt looking, isn't it?
Do you remember like platforms? I used to have them.
She's got thigh gap.
UFOs. That's what some of them used to be called. There's like a type of platform called UFOs. And they're really weird, like Spice Girl looking things.
Jesus Christ.
Class.
Sounds terrible. Which chop watch Chopper, a comedian from Oz, adult colouring book. I've seen it. And it's a guy doing an impression of Eric Bana, doing an impression of Mark Chopper Reed.
Oh, so they're doing the impression of Eric Bana, not actual Chopper.
Yeah. It's like second, third hand. Mm-hmm. It's crap. Arsehole full of bullet ants or arsehole full of Asian hornets. I don't want an arsehole full of anything.
Oh.
Puts dildo back in bag. Are you going to visit any of the war tunnels? Or sites whilst in Vietnam? If so, can you attempt to squeeze yourself into Kuchi tunnels? And would you post a photo of it? I've seen that. I wouldn't get my fucking leg up to my knee into that. Have you seen them?
We would. Yeah, it's not. We're probably not going to do that.
I would not fit. Like, if I put one leg down that, it would get tight around my thigh and you'd have to pull me out.
Like, we could have done it the last time and we didn't, for that reason.
We could have done it last time?
Well, we didn't go, you know, we didn't go.
I would definitely go there because you find out all about the war stuff and the booby traps. I'm not getting a fucking
hole. We weren't there long enough last time to do that much.
That's my nightmare, is like getting underground and.
I know.
Oh my god, getting stuck somewhere.
It was so hot when we were there last time.
Fuck that. Nice.
So.
I actually watched a vlog with that girl, Cup of TJ. And she did it, and she was like, it is so warm down here.
Oh my god, it'd be so warm.
And she's Asian, so it must be warm. I would definitely go there, but I don't know if I wouldn't get in that hole, both physically, and I just wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to Vietnam, I have about £25 worth of dong. I can post you. Zero use to me here, but goes a long way in Nam. That's Gary Jameson. John Campbell, are you offering the big lad your dong? Upon entry of our honeymoon hotel room with my wife and 2-year-old son, my missus opened the bathroom door and exclaimed, "Oh, how cute, there's a little toilet in there for Daniel." It was a fucking B-day. What's the daftest thing Maureen can't do foreign spelling has said to you?
Foreign spelling, eh?
What things have you said to me? Like, is I say more stupid shit probably than you.
If you were say to you, way more you stupid should keep note than me.
Of the things your mum says.
My mum, because
she fucks up her own name most of the time. So it's hilarious. And I've actually developed
Kevin Stacey.
I've actually developed the knack for deciphering what she's talking about. Yeah, like, she's trying to describe like a film, language. And it's so fucked up. I can't even think of an example.
Yeah, it's just like total word association.
But it's like the best game of charades ever.
Yeah.
She'll say a word and try to explain a film. And you have to like decipher.
I feel like that's all mums though, isn't it?
Yeah, they just they mess everything up.
But what have I said? Was it when I thought an enema went up your penis, not your butt?
Really?
Yeah, do you remember Bear Grylls did it? And I was like, where does that go?
The best one I heard was you were like, oh, I thought like ball bags were like two separate bags.
I didn't think they were two separate, but like they were two separate things. Which they are. But they're in one.
They're two separate nuts in the same bag. Same pouch.
People said the word ball, so I was like, they're separate.
Jesus.
But they're not actually separate ball.
And mental.
What crazy things have you said? You said loads of stupid things. I can't even think of any right now. That I've had to explain the most simple thing to you. Who's smarter between you and me?
Me, probably.
No way. Definitely me.
on a general, like, if you did like multiple tests across different things,
you think you'd win?
Oh, like the majority of it.
Why?
Because I just I know more stuff.
I don't think that's true at all.
Like, if you broke it into like general knowledge, fucking maths, some sort of small engineering problem, you know what I mean? If you broke it down into all those things, I would do better across all them. Fact.
I'm trying to think of an example now of something really stupid you've done. Try and disprove this theory. I can't even think now.
I mean, I've done a pile of stupid shit. There's no doubt about it. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't mean you're not intelligent.
It does, sweep it.
You can make some mistakes, like, you know what I
mean? Anyway.
What's the dumbest thing you've done that springs to mind? Well, there's two questions in a row. I don't know. I can't really think, because I hear horror stories and people are like, oh, can you believe such and such took fucking Rohypnol and somewhere and lost their fucking passport and then missed their flight home and then became a thing and took heroin. You know those real fucking nightmare stories? You're just like, oh, you lunatic. I don't think I've ever done anything monumentally that fucking stupid, like. But,
No, you just do simple, stupid things, like book a flight, and then you book the seat.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty stupid.
Day, that, wait, and not have any idea that you've done it, and then go, how do I fix this?
That's actually just a bit of basic human error, though. Like, you click the wrong fucking box.
You're one of those people who makes the same human error many, many times in a row, though, which means you're insane, so.
All right. What's the dumbest thing you've done that springs to mind?
The dumbest thing?
That's the same question, I'm joking.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of something really dumb as well you've done.
I mean, this is the last question.
But setting the bank on fire?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty stupid.
Has the new £1 coin affected your pitchy throwing skills? If so, has it been better, or is it the one costing you a fucking fortune? Sure, what a fucking stupid thing. No one's playing pitchy, mate. It's 2017. Psycho. Although I remember doing that at school, and some guy threw a coin at a wall really hard, and it bounced off and hit his shoelace, and like split his shoelace up the middle.
No way.
It was crazy. It was like a fucking movie.
Dangerous.
Anyway. Yeah, so there was one day I was like burning some... I talked about this before. I was just burning some random bits of wood that came out of our house and we were like clearing that room. Like smashed up wardrobes and stuff and was burning it in like a big like American style trash can to try and get rid of it. And I had headphones in and went into the garage to try and sweep the garage up. And one of the large planks that was on fire had burnt away in the middle and tipped over onto the bank behind our house, which was all dry grass and fucking brambles and whatnot. And my headphone luckily pulled out and all I could hear was this crackling, and I looked around the corner and the whole fucking bank was on fire.
And then I was working and you messaged me like, Maureen, can you
I don't want to bring this up again, but you were zero fucking help.
I was working.
Yeah, but you're not like... in the middle of brain surgery, you can walk in your kitchen and be like, can someone help Colin, please? Because he set the fucking
bank. But I asked you, were you being serious? That's what I said. Because a lot of times you're not like, being serious.
Yeah, I was being serious. Can you see the fucking smoke flying over the hill? Of course I was being serious. We need a code word for when we're being serious.
I think we do, because a lot of times you go, mate, I'm only joking, I'm lying.
Yeah, because like the way you're like, oh, anytime we're having an argument, we should have a funny word that we just say, that we're just like, great, stop arguing. But then you should also have a word where it's like, I need you to come up and help the thing. And then we should say like code red or something.
Yeah, okay. Code red.
Code red, legit.
Because how many times do we do things and you're like, I'm only joking. You're like, I'm lying. I'm absolutely lying. You do say a lot of things and then you tell me you're lying.
What's our deadly serious word then?
I don't know. What's the most serious word, you know? We can't even think of a word. That's how smart we are.
What about I just say NJK, not just kidding?
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
I'm 100% serious.
No, that's, you'll say that all the time.
Okay. What do you say? Let's send us a tweet for what, or Snapchat. What is, I can't get us. What is the best code word for that means I'm deadly serious? And you don't use it a lot.
Does anyone else? Does any other couples need things like this? Like they go, no, I'm actually not joking this time.
Well, I don't know whether you could put two and two together when you see smoke bellowing over a hill. Oh, he must be joking, or else he started vaping. Yeah, nightmare.
Well, most people don't presume that someone set the bank on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think, you know, physics would mean you would know how to not.
Guys, buy tickets to my Ulster Hall show on the 16th of December. We're going to fucking wreck that bitch and then I'm going to quit comedy. And I'm only fucking half serious there. Let's do that final show. Let's really make it happen. The tickets are on sale. Buy the tickets. Take a photo of it. Snapchat to me, you know what I'm saying? So, tickets to that. Obviously, Lavery's is tomorrow night on the 2nd of August. Then, we're away on holiday. But on the 16th, we have Shane Todd and Aaron McCann's emceeing, if you want to get your tits to that. And then on the 25th of August, when we come back, we've got the Storytelling Show, which is...
True Bill.
So it'll be me and a bunch of cunts doing that. Paddy McDonald, Tom the Bear's coming up. I'm going to get him to tell that story about the guy with the big dick he used to work with on the building site.
That'll be so good.
It's funny. So good. It's funny the thought of people like having a comically big dick, but it's not remotely in a sexy way. Because he's a dirty old man that works on a fucking building site. but just for no reason at all, has a giant dick. It's fun. Fun story.
Some people do have giant dicks. Like.
Yeah. You're looking at one? My dick. It'd be giant on like someone else. You know?
True.
Stick my dick on a bagley. That's the name of this podcast. Stick your dick on a bagley. Right, let's get out of here. Yeah, go to fucking Lavery's.
We are legitimately getting an Indian right now.
Yeah, we're getting Indian, so health.
It's been discussed.
Health to spice. Here's the Bonnevilles, because we mentioned them earlier. This just reminds me of Mickey Bartlett's birthday, where I was out of my fucking mind drunk. See you next time. Follow me on Snapchat. Say goodbye, Maureen.
Goodbye.
By the way, this is the Bonnevilles, B-O-N-N-E-V-I-L-L-E-S.
The next podcast will be in Vietnam.
The next podcast will be in Vietnam. The next podcast will be in Vietnam. Can't thou priest to forgive my sins? Which there were many, but I was afraid to begin. 10,000 rooms, 10,000 crimes. From a mother before she dies. Each one a reason to wave my fist at the sky.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.